What's up, good people? To those of you listening wherever, whenever, whatever time it is, good morning, good evening, and good night. You are locked into another Tuesday evening with Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Soul P has been on the air since 1994. We bring you all the topics, the guests, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the black community here in Montreal, across Canada, and internationally. We have a beautiful evening of music and discussion lined up for you tonight. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
Je t'en prie, ne t'envole pas. T'es celle qui me donne goût à la vie. Je t'en prie, reste dans mes bras. Continuons de nous faire plaisir. Dis-le-moi encore. Avec tes mains posées sur mon torse, faisons-le encore. Ce geste qui me fait perdre le contrôle. Si tu souhaites vraiment t'envoler, laisse-moi te faire kiffer une dernière fois. Je n'oublierai jamais lorsque nous l'avions fait pour la première fois, non. Le seul qui te fait frissonner car il t'aime vraiment, bébé, c'est moi. Si tu souhaites vraiment t'en aller, laisse-moi essayer de changer ton choix. Oh ouais, oh ouais.
J'aimerais vraiment comblé ces moments là où tu me prenais dans tes bras. Ton parfum en bout dans tes caresses. Je nous voyais bâtir un empire, mais je ne peux te retenir. Si tu t'en vas,
il n'y a pas de mal, pourquoi résistes-tu encore? Je le vois très bien que tes lèvres ont envie de mon corps. Ne te retiens pas ce soir, car la lune est bonne. J'entends ton cœur en battre et sens ta peau qui frissonne. Il n'y a pas de mal, pourquoi résistes-tu encore? Je le vois très bien que tes lèvres ont envie de mon corps. Ne te quand il l'a. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Mais quand tu t'éloignes de moi, I'm lost, I'm lost, I'm lost. Baby, quand il l'a.
a Sunday. I'm good at cool like gelato. Me, like a cat with the roof off. You told me be quiet, baby, be cool. They make me feel like Shatiba, I call them high school. And a bad, bad telephone. Tastes better when it's homemade and grown. I pay my sugar sweeter, sweeter than your Kool-Aid. I'm sweeter, I'm sweeter. And you know it, say I pay the sugar sweeter. I can be a Kool-Aid. You know, you came by this at the corner store. It's your day job. Ooh, babe. Them daughters be dirty. I'm Aquafina. Ooh, baby. I got the flavor, the peach like I'm from Georgia. New hair, new braids. Need no Simone and no Petty Beyonce.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. It is another Tuesday evening, and you are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. I'm in the building with...
Renee Jordan.
And we have brought in a guest all the way from Toronto to speak with us. Well, currently residing in Toronto,
yes.
How I understand it. And she goes by Sabby Artwork. Thank you so much for joining us on the air today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Like, it's a pleasure.
Yes, yes, yes. So I follow you on Instagram, and I see your beautiful artwork. And that's why I was like, we like to bring people on the air to talk about themselves, whether they're artists, whether they're performers, and I thought your artwork was interesting, and I wanted to get for, you know, Montreal and whoever listens to Soul P to get to know you a little bit better.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us, how did you decide to become a visual artist? What was your journey?
Okay. So I always love art, always, but I wasn't into drawing or painting or anything of that sort. And it just arrived, it was purely azar, because I was with a friend of mine, and she explained to me that she got into painting when she got pregnant. And I explained to her, like, I really love that. It was one of my challenge, but I was scared to paint because for me it was something very professional and for a specific target. And actually I just try a summer when I have time, because I'm a teacher, so I have time during the summer, and I loved it. I really loved it. I connect with it, and I just loved it.
So you're a teacher as well?
Yes, a French teacher. You can hear it.
So are you from Canada originally, or you're...
No, I'm from France. My parents and family and friends and everybody is in Paris.
Okay, and how did you end up in Canada?
I wanted to learn English because before to arrive here, I didn't speak anything of English at all, like nothing. If you ask me, like, hey, how are you? I was telling you, the sky is blue. Seriously. But seriously. So, yeah. So it was to learn English, to learn a new language, and I follow somebody, and here I am.
Okay, cool. And what do you teach? You just teach French, or you teach anything else?
Yeah, no, I'm teaching French in the middle school, so grade 6, 7, and 8. And I always been teaching. Like, I really love that. It's not something that I did because I didn't know what to do after university. It's really something that I love to do. It's a passion too.
Okay, so we're in the middle, the quarter, the 75% of a pandemic. How has that changed your life, both as an artist and as a teacher?
COVID, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About the teaching part, I loved COVID because we can teach from home. And in Zoom, you have the mute button. This is just magical. But honestly, it's magical. I think it's also good for my student because there is no backline. Like, they're all in the front of the class. So
right,
I don't
hide.
Lose them. And they're actually working. So I know mentally sometimes it can be hard for some of them, but it's actually great. As an artist, it changed everything. So I was in the middle of organizing my first solo show. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I couldn't do it. So I'm very frustrated. So I try to just stay positive and say that one day it would happen, but it slowed me down a lot. So I don't do any show. And as an artist, emerging artist, you have to be present everywhere. So due to the situation, I don't show my face that often, and I'm shy. So it's hard to connect on Instagram when you're shy. So I had to learn to be more open and to show my face and take pictures, even though I hate taking pictures and selfie and me being on the picture. So I start doing that to still connect with my clients and the public. So yeah, it's different for hard. Like it's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah, because in order to, you have to stay relevant.
Exactly.
By staying in people's minds. But I would think that Instagram is a good place for visual artists.
It's a good place, but you just have to be more active now that you can't even do any art shows. Like, you have to be super active. So at the moment, I put too much pressure on myself because when you look online, you see other artists posting new painting every day. I don't paint like that. It's hard to post a new painting every day. So I had to talk with them and to understand how they do and like how they stay motivated and inspiring. Because if you stay at home all day, personally, I don't have any inspiration. I just see the same walls, my cats, and that's it. So it's hard, but I learned how to be active.
What do you use normally as sources of inspiration for your work?
People that I meet outside. So I paint a lot of women. That's my main subject. I paint some landscape too. So when I am able to travel, this is what keeps me motivated and inspiring me to paint. But right now, I'm just by myself. So it's a new way to work. Like, I can paint myself. Like, I did some auto poetry, so it's good. Some sense poetry, it's good, but it's hard. It's hard. And even at the beginning, it was also hard for me to promote my art because some people like lose their work. So it's hard for me to say, okay, so keep buying my painting, but I know you don't have any more.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, for
you're
me,
not
it
working,
wasn't.
So you don't have money, so it's not easy to write.
Exactly. For me, it wasn't something essential. It was hard to ask, okay, so keep buying my painting, but I know you don't have to work, you have to feed your kids, but keep buying my painting.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm. And your paintings, why do you choose women as the subject matter?
Well, if I go to my favorite museum, Le Louvre, you don't see a lot of black women in there. Hmm. Like, AGO in Canada, it's different. I saw some black art, but in France, none of it. So for me, it was like, okay, so I don't see that. Why not doing it? Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah. And also,
do you think it'll get to a point one day where we'll see black
sure,
art
yes.
in the Louvre? And
I don't know about France.
Okay.
Like, I don't know about that, but here, yes. France is different. Like, it's very different. As a woman, black, I wouldn't have the same opportunity to do it. As a woman and black, it's two things, though. I don't know. I hope one day, but I don't see any progress right now.
You had taken up painting when you came here. You didn't paint when you were in France, or did you paint? When
I didn't at all. Like, I'm very bad at drawing. It's weird. But yeah, like, I didn't paint at all before, because for me, I had the French mentality where painting is for white men, period.
Wow. Okay.
That's what we learn. That's how it is. So now things are changing and they don't even recognize graffiti and graph and stuff like that as art. But when I arrive in Toronto and I went to different street and you see like street art, this is actually art. Like, it is really art. So I actually start doing everything here. Like, I discovered that here. I didn't know that I could paint. I didn't know that at all.
So how long have you been painting?
So I start in 2016 and I start showing my art in 17.
That is pretty fast.
Yes. So I know
how'd you get there that quickly? Did someone see it and say, you know?
People, like, I was lucky to surround myself with good people, because when I did, I thought it was a summer challenge. So every summer I have a challenge. I don't know why, but it's like that. So the challenge was to paint. So I started painting a self-portrait and one landscape, and I saw I was done. And then I was bored. So I continue, and then I improve my style. And one day, one of my friends who has a small business that's called OFM, and she had a little
pop-up shop?
Yeah, something like that. And she asked me to come, so I didn't know. I didn't think that I had my place there. Like, for me, it was, yeah, but I'm just doing this in my apartment by myself. I don't know if it's enough to show it. And I just did, and people connected to my art, and I just push it, and here I am.
It takes a lot of confidence to go from 1 year of you started it to you're exhibiting and you're selling it. What are some of the challenges that you had to face in yourself in making that decision, even though, because, you know, as an artist myself, it's one thing for people outside to say, yeah, this is good, but you have to, like, you have to feel it on the inside as well in order to say, okay, I'm gonna go and take that next step. So, like, how did you get that? How did you build up yourself in order to be ready for that step?
It was something. This was a journey. I think this was the hardest part, because I'm a old introvert. I am extremely shy. When COVID happened, I didn't feel it personally, because I'm always by myself. So when people say, oh, you have to isolate, I was like, that's my regular day, so I'm fine. I was great with that. So it was challenging for me to be like, okay, you can do it. You, like, people see the value in you. You have to see it too, so you can do it. So I did the first show with a friend who is a real artist. Like, she studies art at school. So me being by yourself, it was something. It was something to see that I had my place there, and being able, like, to do a first show. So I think it was with Pancake and Booth, and meeting with other artists.
With who?
Pancake and Booth.
Okay.
So yeah, and meeting with other artists and talk to them and see what everybody is doing, not comparing myself to other, because I have my own style and I'm still growing. This was a work on myself, but yeah, I think that was the most challenging part, the fact that I'm shy and also see and recognize my value as an artist. And even though I'm not Picasso or Van Gogh or any big person right now, maybe soon, well, it's a journey. Like, I'm even still learning right now to be confident, to be more confident, let's say that.
Well, one of the things that I've enjoyed, because I followed you for a while, I think under a year now, is, like, your vulnerability in saying that you know, you are shy and you're taking your time to work, you'll tell us, okay, I'm taking some time away from social media in order to work on my art. But then afterwards, when you put out the stuff and you put out a lot of work, which is absolutely gorgeous in my opinion, and it's just like, what do you mean you're shy? Like, how does this person that's saying they need to take time to, you know, time away from social media, produce all of this amazing work, and within that time that you said it, you know, like, there's the piece that you have of the gorilla with the child, and the piece with the elephant as well, and those were produced this year or within the past
this year.
And I don't paint myself, but I know that art takes time, because especially your medium, because it has to dry and then you add layers and then it dries again. It's a long process, and then sometimes what you started with is completely different from the end result.
From what I'm doing now, And that's funny that you say that, because I'm not patient. Like, I'm absolutely not patient. I'm very patient with my student. They can do everything. I will be so calm and quiet, but that's the only people with who I'm patient. With my art, I love oil, for example. I love it. I try to do one piece every year because I don't have the patience to wait for the layer. You have to wait like 2 weeks until it dries, and then you come back. Like, for me, it's not something that I can do. So I'm working on that right now. I'm working on a specific piece, and I am enjoying the process, but I hate waiting. So I work mostly with acrylic. And acrylic, you can just, like, after an hour or 30 minutes, it's just dry. So you can go over it and finish the piece. So it's true that it takes time. And sometimes when I'm on the gram, I see everybody. That's the something also art for me, is I try to not compare myself with other people.
Yeah.
That's how I get lost. And also when people have expectation for me to post art every day or to do the same thing. One time I asked online, what makes us different? Because I was seeing my art painting black woman, often nude woman. And I was looking at other artists and I was wondering, what makes me different? We're doing the same thing. Like, even her style is pretty much the same thing. So that's why I switched. And I went, I start working on animals, because I never work on animals. And I think it's beautiful, the links between a mother and a child, even in between animals. So sometimes I really need the time, like, out, a time out, just think and go back to who am I, and not who the person, or like who everybody is expecting me to do or to be. And I'm so happy that you noticed the animals.
All right. Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, you are listening to Soul Perspectives. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. I'm here with Renee Jordan, and we have an artist on the line by Sabi Artwork. We are going to, that goes by Sabi Artwork. We are going to take a quick break and come back to you. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT.
As a black person in America, when you see the police, say a little prayer to the shepherd who let wolves guard the sheep.
The police,
and we'll make it out right.
The police,
and we'll make it out right.
Since the Ku Klux look like the Ku Klux, you ain't got a glue clues as common as glucose to glimpse them in a blue cloak. Welcome to America, the new coca. Cold, wait a minute, cold and cold, the cold, tooting off the corner, get no doses from the club. Club full of killers, killing cops just because. Color is a credible cause to make that bird call. Incredible cost to a mother to get that curse call. That's a curb stop to a confidence that's as common as condiments. That's that kind of incompetence that'll conjure a conflict. We have over security after we built the company. Hey, bro.
The police,
when they get out of line.
criminals and convicts. What's a convict to a criminal? Sanctioned by the law, paid by the general. Even worse, who do you call when you fool for the law? When you're garnering the concrete is intruding your jaw. How you shoot for the stars when peace officers are shooting at yours? How many more Malcolm Little shot or behind bars? Why the Malcolm in the middles get a shot at the bar? Part of the reason why we throw so many shots at the bar. Part of my reason when you shot me, I was getting my wife. Part of my screaming, but you take too many shots in the dark. Part of my screaming, but talking over your block is impossible. This is how it sounds when your skin starts biting you. This is how it feels when your skin starts eating you. This is a problem, not a black problem. This is a problem, not a black problem. This is a problem, not a black problem.
I gotta carry him. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on Giddy. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak. Black. Ooh, know that.
Yeah, know that.
Ooh, get it. Yeah, yeah. Work it. 100 bands, 100 bands.
contraband. Contraband, contraband, contraband.
Contraband.
I got the plug on Oaxaca.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baca. Blah.
Ooh, America. Ooh, I just checked my follow and listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Get your money.
We're back, we're back, we're back. It is Tuesday evening, and you are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and I'm in studios with
Renee Jordan.
And we have Sabi Outwork. That's their artist name, that's what she goes by. All the way from France, came to Canada, didn't know any English at all, decided to use her experience living in Canada to learn English. She's now a teacher teaching French, and she's also a self-taught visual artist that specializes in painting, mostly acrylic, but also,
yeah,
you know, patiently working on her patience, working on oil painting as well. Thank
exactly.
you for being here. Tell us, like, because there's a lot of technique that goes into artwork. So tell us a little bit of who inspired you in terms of technique. Tell us a little bit of how do you get your work done.
Okay. So at the beginning, I didn't want to learn from other people. So I really learned by myself because I didn't want to be influenced by somebody else's style or anything of that sort. I wanted to understand how you mix color. I wanted to understand what brush to use to do this effect, like the trees, the leaf, the feather. Like, I wanted to learn by myself and explore by myself.
Right.
Every time that I improve, I felt like I reached a level and that I needed to improve even more. So I start reading books. And then I have a mentor who... That's very important, actually, when you start art, to have someone to get, like, to help you and direct you, like, okay, so now you did this good, now you should try this thing. Like, he's into art since forever. That's his career. So it was very helpful. So sometimes I feel down or I feel bored with my art because I feel like I reach a level that I can't pass. I call him, and so right now I'm learning about art, like art, like the different type of art, like abstract, contemporary, the history of art. But I didn't have any teacher, and I just wanted to explore by myself.
And how do you think... Go ahead, Renee.
Once you found a mentor, how did you connect with a mentor? Where did you go looking to find one? So I was with a friend, and we walked through a gallery when he was there, and he's a French, like, he speaks French. So he was happy to meet other people, and you know how French people we are sometimes, when we are in a place when we think nobody understands us. So with my friend, we were there, and drinking the little wine, enjoying the painting, and then doing what French people would like to do, like, oh, did you see that? That's not good. And, you know, like, so we catch her speaking French. We were surprised. I understand what you said. So he just approached us, and we start talking and connecting. And I went to all of his show, and then he start sharing, okay, so there is a call for artists. You should do this. You should do that. And I show him my art, and he's like, okay, so you knew, but I see the potential. So you can go further. And little by little, like, we just stay in touch, and now he's just became my mentor, and it's been like 3 years already.
So it was like an organic process. It wasn't like, an interview process of like, oh, would you like to be my mentor?
It was very natural. The connection was natural. He's doing something completely different from me. He's into abstract art. And I was not into that at all. Before him, I saw that abstract is just something lazy without any expression. Like, it's just a splash of painting and boop, that's it. But knowing him, it just teach me what it is exactly. And
what is it?
So now I can appreciate the art. Like, it's emotional. And nothing has to be so structured. And for him, it's like, life is just so perfect. We have to fix in boxes. But when he does art and he create art, it's like you can go outside of the box. You don't have to overthink when you do it. So for me, it's hard because me, I like to think when I do my stuff. I'm like, okay, I tried to just paint colors, different colors. And for me, it's like, yeah, I'm going to try at the beginning. So I'm going to paint a face in blue. But then unconsciously, the face going to turn brown like myself because for me, it's not natural. Like, I can't let go of this. So it's freedom. For me, abstract, it's a freedom.
It's freedom.
From recreating the same or recreating what we are used to seeing in life.
Exactly. And give it your own eyes. Yeah.
And being on social media, how do you create your own style and not get sort of, you know, because it's such a habit to follow other artists, you know, to admire their work. But how do you keep it separate from yours and not allow their style to so much influence yours in a way that you lose it?
That's hard. I know at a moment I said that at a moment it was hard for me to do difference myself from other. When I see my art and I see other people, it was the same thing. Right now, we all doing the same subject, black woman, black hair. We all doing the same thing. So it was hard for me. I didn't see any difference. And I was following a lot of artists, a lot. And I noticed one of the person that I admired, she's called Brianna. I don't know if I say it right, but Brianna. And she went through the same thing. And she has a lot of followers. She follows a lot of artists. She's well known. And she explained that she has to unfollow every other artist because she's losing herself. And I had to do the same thing last year. And this year also, I had to unfollow all the other artists. And it's nothing personal. It's just that sometimes my vision got mixed with them. And I lost my own style when I'm trying to find my own style. And I think finding your own way to express stuff and your own style is hard as an artist. Like, it's the main goal. It's finding who you are and being different from others. So that's why I had to just stop following every artist and just do my own thing. And I don't spend any more time on Instagram because at the moment it was a lot. I think I was spending pretty much 17 hours per day. So even though it's my work, I use it as my work, it's a lot. Because you're going to start answering DM. You're going to start answering people with questions. And then you're going to scroll like, oh, I love this art. I love this piece. A call for artists. I need to apply this, apply there. And then it's so much information, so much content. I got lost. And hours pass like that, you don't see it. And so it was too much. So I tried to spend not that much time on Instagram. And I'm very picky about who I'm following right now.
Right. And you are very open on Instagram about what goes on for you artistically, but also what goes on in the DMs.
Yes.
So a lot of people are DMing you, but they're not necessarily DMing you because they want to buy any of your artwork.
Yeah, no.
Sometimes you're just getting DMs from randos. Could you tell us a bit about how you navigate that? Because you're very open about what's going on.
So at the beginning, I was not ashamed, but I was upset. And sharing my experience, I realized that I was not the only one. It doesn't happen only to women, also to my fellow male artists. Oh. It happens to all of us. And the thing that I found funny, but not funny, but funny, is that it starts when I start sharing nude painting and men. So it's interesting the way some people put you in a box.
Okay, so you paint men as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's funny to see how people put you in the box, like, oh, you're freaky because you're painting naked people. Oh, you're freaky. You must have this and that. And so, yeah, at first I was shy and ashamed and upset. But now it's just funny. And I can see people coming from far, like, oh, you're not here for art. Like, they're going to come talk to me like, hey, beautiful, I love your art. I love you. Oh, I don't know which one between you and the art is the most beautiful. And it's always the same lines.
Wow.
I'm so sorry for them. It's always the same line. Like,
it's as if they all read the same study guide.
Yes. Sometimes it's creepy. Sometimes it's nice. But yeah, so that's also why I don't spend any more time on DM, because unfortunately, it's a lot of scam, let's say. It's a lot of scam like this. So I try to keep it more professional and using my email. So serious people do it. But yeah, like, I have some interesting DM, like a lot of interesting DM. People who just want to show their body, share pictures of different parts of them that we're not supposed to share. And pretending
so
like
those unsolicited pictures.
Oh yeah. Yes, and the excuse is like, oh, that's going to help you for your art. You see how big I am? Yeah, sure. So, yeah.
I don't understand why people think that people want unsolicited pictures.
I'm going to say
of their genitalia.
I think we normalize these things because of social media, and they don't feel shame, no shame at all. All the opposite. Like, I know when people block me, one guy blocked me because I explained to him that there is different way to approach someone that you don't know instead of just sending a D pic. So, yeah. And I got blocked because I'm the one who didn't appreciate his art, apparently.
And you said that this is not something that you alone go through, and not only women artists go through. So the men have told you that they've gone through.
Oh yes,
this as well.
Oh yes.
That's
they
surprising
got a lot
to know.
Well, a lot of them married men, and they share. They explain that they are married, but a lot of women send them naked pictures and ask them to go for lunch or dinner or anything because, I don't know, artists, maybe we're so attractive. I don't know. I need to understand. But yeah, it doesn't happen only to women. And I was very surprised, but even men too.
Wow. So this is something that we need to address in the artistic community.
But I think it depends also of the subject. The more you paint nudity, the more you have interesting DM.
Okay.
And why do you think that people make that association with nudity just always being something sexual and not being just the human form and its beauty?
Because some people don't know how to appreciate art. I paint two similar style of painting. A woman, she's naked with a big afro, and you can see, like, she's on the back. And I paint a man, pretty much the same thing, and he's still, like, pro-black. The man has so many negative comments, but it's the same style. Like, it's really the same style. But the man has had a lot of negative comments compared to the woman. The woman, oh, she's beautiful, she's sexy, she's da-da-da-da, she's a queen. But the man was like, that's so inappropriate. That's not beautiful. Why would you paint a man? Man is not like a woman. We shouldn't paint men like that. Da 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 da.
And are these comments coming
from people
don't
know how to appreciate art?
Are these comments coming from equally men
Both.
And women?
Both.
Wow.
Like, women, they will bring a funny touch, like, "Ooh, he has a nice butt." Okay, cool. Men, they feel offended. and shocked. But you come from both.
Offended to be painted?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was interesting. I didn't understand. I still don't understand why. I really don't understand why. Because the way I paint the woman shows she was fit, and I'm not fit. I can't recognize myself in the woman that I paint. I'm not fit. So it was funny to see that every woman and man appreciate this painting, but the guy is extremely fit and with muscles, and he's a real person. He's one of my friends that I'm like, ooh, I like you. Get naked, picture, I'm going to paint yourself. And he's a real person, but people were like, oh, that's not natural. He has too much muscles, and why would you paint this part of him? The inappropriate words came so many times about the men when it was the exact same style.
So is it, does,
It's interesting that they would get so emotional about a painting where it's not something that's truly lifelike in form. So it really, you could take it either way. It could be someone that's extremely fit or someone who might be a little bit rounder or whatnot. But for someone to look at the painting and for it to evoke a feeling of offense to it is quite interesting.
As an artist, for me, it's a success because I got some emotion, which is good, right? But as a person, I'm still wondering why. And I think that women, we are used to see women naked everywhere, like to sell cars, to sell
drinks,
like movies, toothpaste, like to sell anything. We see women naked. Right. When we have to see a sexy man, he's wearing a suit. He's wearing like clothes, like he's well-dressed.
Wow.
But women, when we have to look sexy, we are just naked like that. So I think people are more used to see naked women than men. And is it cool then connect to the painting? But is he still talking about it? So for me, it's good.
That is interesting. So basically the way that society and especially marketing and commercialization of any product has been set, it focuses on a female body but almost nude, but the male body only in specific times will it be close to nude. Like, for example, Calvin Klein ad, it'll be like,
yes,
in the briefs, but that makes sense because it's an underwear ad.
Yes.
Whereas everything else, it's usually in like some kind of uniform, some kind of suit. So that's an interesting thing that people would become incensed because of a nude painting.
Exactly.
Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are speaking to Sabi Artwork about her work. She's a very young visual artist, has only been doing it for 5 years.
Very young,
now.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Very young, yeah.
Well, I meant in your art, in the art.
I'll keep it like that. Very young.
Okay. Been doing her art for 5 years now, came from France, moved to Toronto to learn English, has made it her home, and is a teacher and of course a visual artist. We're going to take a quick break and come back to you. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
So baby, you're the greatest. Your friends don't have enough. Yeah.
baby, you're the greatest.
Your census invitation has arrived in the mail. Your participation will help plan programs and services for your community. Your census, your community, your future. A message from the Government of Canada.
Yes, 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 we're back. It is Tuesday evening and you are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. I'm in studios with
Renee Jordan.
And on the line we have with us an artist that goes by Sabi Artwork. She's a young visual artist who's been practicing for the past 5 years, moved from France to Toronto in order to learn English, decided to make Canada her home, and she now teaches French and produces amazing art, which you can find on Instagram and on her website. Sabi, thank you. Thank you again for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were talking before the break about the fact that the male body, especially the nude male body, when you produce artwork that has nude male bodies, it gets a lot of flack. Why do you think that is?
I still trying to understand. So I had multiple conversation with men on my DM, and I feel it's some of the answer are pretty hypocrite. How do you say that? Hypocritical.
Yeah.
Hypocritical, because the one who's gonna try to justify that showing nudity in general is inappropriate, they still appreciate naked woman.
Yes.
So they use like, but in general, it's so bad. It's, we show too much skin. Da 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 da. But it's not true. Like, it's just really because it's a man. That's it. That's the only part for them. Men are not supposed to be shown in a nude way. Like, it's not working for them. So I think it's mentality. Mentality has to be changed.
Do you think there's a difference between, let's say, here and in France? Because I know in France, a lot of the museums, it's normal to see, like, a nude man or maybe with a cloth draped over certain areas. But it's not something that would be so much offense to, people would take offense to.
In Europe, nudity is normal. And I realized this here. So it's normal to be topless at the beach, for example, in France. Mm-hmm. It's normal. I tried this here. It's not working. Like, you cannot do that.
It's allowed in Toronto, though. But in still
places, but people will still look at you like, what is she doing? But if you go in France and you go in the beach, you will see like mothers topless. Like, it's normal. So museum, art, sculpture, painting, everything we love and we appreciate nudity. A little bit too much with women still. But if we look at sculpture, in Europe in general, you will see a lot of naked men. So we know how to appreciate it. I feel here is more... I was surprised. Honestly, I was very surprised with the reaction.
Yeah.
So I still don't understand why. It may be cultural. I don't know.
I think it might be cultural. Because we're not... Because even the first time I ever went to a nude beach, it was odd to be there, you know. And, like, there was one side nude, one side not nude. So I sit on the side that was not nude, and I'm just, like, peeking over there out of curiosity. But at the same time, I don't think I would cross and go over there, you know. Yeah. So, especially because it was a vacation where I was with my parents as well, which is, to me, would be weird. But if you're staying in France, you know, it would be normal for people, mothers, whatever, to be at the beach nude. And it's interesting because maybe in the home, a mother and mother, daughter, mother, son, or whatever, here, they're not so much covering up and hiding. But once we exit our homes, it's like our bodies are private.
It's private.
Yeah.
Like your body is supposed to be private. That's how it is. So that's the only thing that I can understand. If you don't appreciate the painting of the man, for me, you cannot appreciate the painting of the woman that I've made, because it's not logical. There is no logical. Why would you appreciate one and not the other? Yeah. If you tell me that her body is supposed to be private and keep private, I will understand that. I have some friends that are religious and they don't like when I do it for both sex. And this, I understand that. This makes sense for me. This, yeah. I understand.
Because you understand where they're coming from. They have a very specific reason.
But people who argue and say, not a man, because men are not supposed to be painted like that, and it's offensive, this I don't understand. Like, this for me, it's a mystery. And I realized that friends also, in my teaching life, I realized that friends, we are very into nudity, because I work in a Jewish school and with kids. So I have to show them appropriate content. And when I try to show them French song with video clip, this is just impossible. I don't know why. You're going to see a woman or man singing in the street, and from a minute, they will be naked. You don't know why. But it's just like that. So that's how I realized that, friends, we are very into nudity and we are very open about it.
Could it be that, especially North American culture, the bodies of male and female are just hypersexualized, and especially black bodies are hypersexualized in media? Could it be that that has influenced them, and then there's like this kind of diverging effect of like, the male body, which no one wants to, no one, entre guillemets, wants to see, and the female body that everybody wants to see.
That's why I wanted to do the men, because I, at a moment, I was tired to actually paint women, because we only see the sexy parts. When I ask, I love to open little conversation with my public. So I ask, what word would you use if you have to describe a woman, a black woman? Oh, sexy, beautiful. Okay, what else? Nothing. So that's why I wanted to find a balance and just show men, because we see women naked like everywhere for no reason. Like, it's just, ooh, she's sexy. And I painted collections like that. That's called Don't Call Me Exotic. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate this word. Like, I just hate it. And black women, we just exotic. It's like, it's fine for us to be naked because we have shape, we have like the lion hair, we have like all of the stuff. So for me, just paint men the way I see it, it was just pure and innocent. But people didn't see it like that. Some women did. And my friend that I paint actually appreciated it, because it's like, oh, okay, so it's nothing vulgar. Like, it's not, oh, you just paint a penis and that's it. There is this. You can see a story behind that, behind the painting. So,
but it's interesting how we take something that's so natural and we see it as vulgar in some senses and not vulgar in other senses. And even in terms of a black body, because black bodies may be a little bit more curvy, all of a sudden curvy is synonymous with being sexy or is synonymous with something sexual. And it's almost like, well, how did it get there to that point?
I'm still trying to figure out these questions. I have a lot of conversation and I still don't understand why. It's the same as everybody is curvy right now because surgery exists. So it's perfect. But I was talking with one of my friends. She's extremely curvy and she did surgery. That's her choice. She didn't need it, but that's her choice. And the way men pursue her and see her, like before we could walk in the street normally and people were just like whistle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they whistle at us. Yeah. Now they just feel it's okay to grab her by the butt. Like, it's normal because she has a butt here, so they have to touch it. They have the right. They feel entitled to touch it. So I feel like we are living in a men's society, and women, we are just, like, we just need to recreate a new identity to say, I'm not just a body. Like, I'm sexy, yeah, we know that, but I'm not just a body. So that's also why I didn't like to show my face on my Instagram, because people will talk about, like, ooh, you cute, ooh, you sexy, but what about my art? Lately, I made a little experiment on my Instagram, and I stopped posting myself beside my art. When I do that, I got a lot of likes. When I stopped doing that and posting just my art, I lost, I don't know how many followers, because I wasn't there. So I did the experiment. I'm like, okay, let's try now that my feed is only art to post myself, and people came back. So
that's interesting.
It's sad. I'm feeling very sad, but yeah.
It's interesting because some people look at it, and I've heard the argument from many people who have art on Instagram, is that people need to have that connection with you. And by having that connection with you, then they feel something more for the art. Yeah. But then I've seen the flip note where, you know, it just seems like hypersexualized. I've seen people put on like a skimpy dress and start to paint and put paint on themselves and do all sorts of things. And I'm like, I don't know if you're really just trying to get people to notice the painting.
Yeah. There is no balance. I did a painting when